True will really means nothing more than your biological inclination.
Your function, really.
Yeah.
Not just your biological function, but it's, you can you apply the psychophysiological function in that as well?
Or? Those are just arbitrary words, but yeah, inevitably it works down to the fundamental molecular level. Like at the molecular level, right. Death cells.
Basically, yeah.
Yes, okay, survival. Most people don't... Oh my God, they're death cells! Yeah. Some of them are programmed to go off when the cancer is around, so they kill cancer. Oh my God, they're killing cancer! Oh, it's homicide! How do you think a cancer feels? From its point of view, don't you think it feels like somebody is killing it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, don't you feel sorry for it?
Yeah, I really do.
I mean, I do too. I mean, I think about it all day long. You know, it's being murdered! Murder! Cole Whitehouse!
7 billion monkeys running around. I cheer for cancer and disaster.
Yes! Let's hope for chaos and disaster.
And with Katrina, I almost...
You almost had an orgasm?
Oh my God, it was awesome.
Wasn't it a wonderful experience? It was similar to an epiphany.
It was, really. That was something in 9/11, too. And like you said, it's the top of the hierarchy, and it's survival of the fittest.
Now that's actually Spencer, which is not what Darwin meant. What survives is what survives. To say it was the fittest actually relates to
that.
The environment. Exactly. Right. Actually relates to the environment which initiated that which survived. So besides being a tautology in Spencerism, which most idiots adopt and ruin the understanding of Darwinism, that which survives, survives. The fact that you say it's the best, that which survives, survives. Because, you see, you have to watch out for otherworldly terms. Human terms do not exist independent of humans. We invent them and then act as if they were invented somewhere else.